अज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
तमस्तु मावित विशावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परम ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जन कल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं, नमामि चिन्मयं देवं, सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं, शंकरं शंकराचार्यं, केशवं बादरायनं, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं, गोविंदं परमानंदं, सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
इन वर्स नंबर 244 शंकराचार्य जी से, एतो उपाधि पर जीवयो तयो सम्यक निराशे न परो न जीव। एतो मीन दीज टू उपाधि अब ओम, जीव एंड ईश्वर, पर मीन्स ईश्वर, जीव जीव एंड ईश्वर। व्हाट इज सम्यक निराशे, सम्यक मीन्स कंप्लीटली, निराशे रिमूव इट, एलिमिनेट इट, फॉल्सिफाई इट, what will happen? Na paraha na jiva, then there is no Ishwar, no jiva. Then he gives a beautiful example, rajyam narendrasya, narendra, nara naam indra, one who is the raja of nara, human being, is narendra. If you take out his rajya, kingdom, then he becomes a simple citizen. Bhatasya Khetaka, and the soldiers, if you take his shield. Now he is giving an example at the time, 1200 years ago. At that time, the soldiers were with the sword and the shield. If you take out the shield, then he is also a simple citizen. So there is no bhed, there is no difference between Raja and soldier. There is no difference between king and soldier, if you take out their powers. Therefore, he says, then how are we to reject these limiting adjuncts that condition the self and make it play as God and ego. This is explained in the following verse. In 245, he says how it is to be negated. Athat adesha iti shruti swayam. This is the adesh, this is the injunction, this is the instruction given by the shruti, by the scripture, by the Upanishad, by Vedant, Veda. Nishedati brahmani kalpitam dvayam. Nishedati. Nished karo isko. Remove it. What? Brahmani kalpitam dvayam. It is a kalpana, it is an imagination. Where? It is in Brahman. Dvayam. Dvayam is the duality. Both Ishwar and Jeev is an imaginary entity in Brahman. Kalpitam. Shruti praman anugrihita bodha tayor nirasa karniya eva. Shruti praman. You take the praman. You take the shruti as the source of knowledge, means of knowledge. Don't try to take any other support. All our arguments should be based on Shastra, on scripture. Don't tell Smriti showing this, saying this thing, this person has said this thing. No. The praman, means of knowledge for getting atindriya vishaya knowledge, is shruti, Veda. Refer to Veda. Shruti praman anugrihita bodha tayo nirasa karniya vishaya. Karniya, he said, he should be nirasa. Should be negated, should be falsified. Then he said, naidam, naidam. Next verse, naidam, naidam. Two times he's saying, naidam, naidam. One Mahatma says, one naidam is for the God, upadhi of the God. Another naidam is for the upadhi of naidam, naidam. Kalpitvat, this is kalpana, this is imagination. Na satyam, it is not truth, it is not real. Na satyam. Then he gives two examples. Rajju drashta vyalavat. Rajju. Now you know Rajju. I don't have to say it is. Rajju is rope. And on the rope, drishta vyalavat. Instead of sarpa, he has said vyalavat. It is sarpa. Vyalavat means snake. You are seeing snake. And another example he is saying sapnavat cha. Sapnavat, like a dream. So two examples, one is objective, another is subjective. Snake you are seeing outside, dream you are seeing inside. So he gives two examples. Itham drishyam sadhu yuktya vipoya. Itham drishyam, it, this, this, itham and this, drishya. This whatever is seen, whatever is seen. Sadhu yuktya, sadhu means completely, with yukti, vipoya, remove it. Then what will man gaya know? Gaya paschad eka bhava tayoya. After that, if you remove that adjunct, you remove the imadi, what remains? Eka bhava. Eka bhava remains. The common factor is the chit part. Then how is that to be done? That is in 247. We started this verse. We'll chant once more and proceed.
Tatastu tolakshanaya sulaksho. Tatastu tolakshanaya sulaksho. Tayora khandai karasatva siddhaye. Tayora nalam jahatya na tatha jahatya.
Nalam jahatya.
Kintu bhayarthatmikayaiva bhavyam.
Kintu bhayarthatmikayaiva bhavyam.
Tatastu tolakshanaya sulaksho. Tayora khandaikarasatva siddhaye. Nalam jahatya na tatha jahatya. Kintu bhayarthatmikayaiva bhavyam.
Tatah, therefore, tu tau, what we should do, tau, those two, lakshanaya, lakshanaya means the indicative meaning you have to take. Indicative meaning of what? Tat and tvam, it will come, indicative meaning. Su lakshau should be carefully considered. The indicative meaning of tat and tvam should be carefully considered. Tayor akhanda eka rasatva siddhaye. In order to establish ekaras, in order to establish identity between tat and tvam. And how is that? That is akhanda. There are no two. Don't think that the consciousness in the Lord and the consciousness in me is the two different type of consciousness. There is no sattvic consciousness and rajasic and tamasic consciousness. Matter can be sattvic, rajasic and tamasic, but Satchidanand is homogeneous. So Satchidanand in Lord and Satchidanand in me, there is no difference. Ekarasa. Then what is this word lakshan? After that he says, na alam jahatya na tata ajahatya. These are the ways. Jahad lakshan, ajahad lakshan. You cannot do it by jahad lakshan and ajahad lakshan. What is jahad, ajahad? We'll see. Kintu ubhayatmika. You have to take both, jahad and ajahad. And then find out the meaning. In the last class we say, that the meaning of a sentence can be determined in three ways. One is the abhidabritti, simple meaning. Come to the class today at 4 p.m. Simple. You don't have to add, subtract anything. Then second is lakshanabritti. Lakshanabritti, you have to take indicative meaning. This boy is a tiger. The boy is not tiger. It indicates that this boy is brave. That is called lakshanabritti. And the third way is the vyanjanabritti. Vyanjanabritti, sarcastic, taunting. Suppose a fool is coming, you say Vachaspati Misri is coming. You say Vachaspati is a great learned person is coming. Taunting a person. So in Tattvamasi, abhidabritti will not function. You can't take Tat and Tvam with Upadhi and say two are equal. No. That is not applicable. Vyangyatmak is also not applicable. It is not taunting. That Lord is that Jiva. It's not like that. So lakshanabritti will be applicable. What is this lakshanabritti? So this lakshanabritti is of three types. Jahad lakshan, ajahad lakshan, jahad, ajahad lakshan. Three types. Jahad lakshan, ajahad lakshan, and jahad, ajahad lakshan. So here Shankaracharya says, na alam jahatya na tata ajahatya. You cannot determine it by the jahad lakshan, you cannot determine it by the ajahad lakshan. What we have to do? Kintu ubhayatmika. You have to take both jahad and ajahad and then determine tattvam asi. So what is this jahad lakshan? In jahad lakshan, you give up something. You reject something from the sentence. And the classic example given in the scripture is Gangayam Ghosaha. Gangayam Ghosaha. Ghosa means the cowherd village is in Ganges. Gangayam Ghosaha. If somebody asks you where is your house, you will always say, my house is right on the sea, or right on the lake. Is it not so? Is it really on the lake? No. What is the meaning? Meaning is on the shore of sea or on the bank of the lake, my house is. But we express it right on the sea. Similarly, Gangayam Ghosaha, the cowherd village is in Ganges. There cannot be any. So what does it mean? We have to reject that it is in Ganges. We have to say it is on the bank of Ganges. Jahad. So we have to reject something in jahad lakshan. What is ajahad lakshan? Ajahad lakshan, it is a sona dhavati. Sona dhavati is red. The red is running. Dhavati is running. So you will not explain at that time, perhaps also there was a race or something of horses. So people say, kala aage ja raha hai, lal is going ahead. Although the name of the horse is there, each of horse is known by his name. The Sona Dhavati. Sona means the red one is running. So what we have to do? You have to induct Aswa. Horse you have to add to that. sona dhavati, you have to sona aswa dhavati. That is the meaning. Sona, you have to take some word from outside. In jahat, you have to reject something. In ajat, you have to take something. What is jahat and ajahat lakshan? In jahat ajahat lakshan, a classic example is given in the scripture. It is soyam devadatta. You reject something, you retain something. Soyam devadatta. Saha, I am devadatta. Saha means that devadatta which I met in India 25 years ago, same devadatta after 25 years, I am meeting him in Chicago. But his appearance is different, his age is different, his size is different, is it not? The place is different, but the person is same. Saha, I am. Saha, that Devdatta, which I met 25 years ago in India. I am this Devdatta, now I am meeting in Chicago. Saha, I am same Devdatta. So in order to prove that Devdatta, what did we reject? We rejected his appearance. 25 years ago, he was different. Appearance rejected. His age rejected. His size rejected. Place rejected. Earlier I met him in India, now I am meeting him in Chicago. But Devdatta is same Devdatta. So we rejected Sah and I am. And we have accepted Devdatta. This is also called Bhag Tyag Lakshan. Bhag make two separate. Saha I am is one part and Devdatta is another part. Saha and I am. So Devdatta Bhag is the retained and what is the Tyag? Saha and I am. There are three words, Saha, I am, Devadatta. Now we are, Bhag means division, we are making two division. One division is Devadatta. Another division is Saha and I am. So what is being given up is Saha and I am, Tyag. In order to prove that Devadatta 25 years ago is the same individual, now I am meeting after 25 years at different place, we have to reject the shape, size, age, appearance, place of Devdatta. Two Devdatta. Devdatta at 25 years ago, Devdatta after 25 years, different place. When we say, oh, he is the same Devdatta. So we rejected Saha, that, and I am, this rejected, and only we keep Devdatta. Guruji's name is Swami Tejo Vainanda. Before that, his name was Vivek Chaitanya, Brahmachari Vivek Chaitanya. So many people knew him from the that time Vivek Chaitanya. So there was a meeting of the board meeting. So one person said, Vivek Chaitanya is coming. Other person, he never knew as a Vivek Chaitanya. He later came to know, no, he is Swami. He said, no, Swami Tejo Vainanda is coming. So when he comes and attends the meeting, what we have to reject? Name both Vivek Chaitanya and the Tejo Vainanda rejected. Then what is that? Same person. One who was Vivek Chaitanya earlier, now is Tejo Vainanda. Na alam jahatya ajatya kintu ubhayatmikya eva bhavyam. So neither the method of total rejection like Gangayam Ghosa or Sona Dhavati, we are taking something. So what we have to do? We have to take a combined. Jahad Ahaj Lakshana. How is that Jahad Ahaj Lakshana will work here? So first we have to analyze what is tat and what is tam. So to understand tat, we have to go to the definition of tat. Tat means Ishwar. Mayo upadishan Ishwar ityuchyate. Where did you study that? Tattva-bodha. Maya upadishan Ishwar. Ishwar is, who is Ishwar? Is the Chetan with a upadhi called Maya. He has got a upadhi, the conditioning. And who is Jiva? It is says Abhidya upadhi sanatma Jiva tuchyate. Jiva also has got a upadhi. What is his upadhi? His upadhi is Abhidya. So what is the difference between Maya and Abhidya? Both relate to Maya. In the case of Maya, it is Karan upadhi. Karan upadhi, Maya is the cause of everything. And whereas the avidya is karya upadhi, effect. The cause is Maya, effect is jiva. Avidya is an effect of Maya. So the difference between Ishwar and jiva, he has got a upadhi which is cause of everything. And jiva has an upadhi which is an effect of Maya. So Karan upadhi also we can say. Ishwar has got Karan upadhi. In Upanishad it is says Karan upadhi. And Jeev has got a Karya upadhi. So how you can come to that ekatva? How you will see oneness? So oneness you have to see that who is an Ishwar? Ishwar is Satchidanand plus Maya Upadhi is equal to Ishwar. Who is a Jiva? Satchidanand plus Avidya Upadhi is equal to Jiva. Simple. What is to be done? This Upadhi is to be. So what will remain? Suppose if you remove the Maya Upadhi of Ishwar, if you write in one line, Satchidanand plus Maya is equal to Ishwar. Then Satchidananda plus Avidya Upadhi is equal to Jiva. Take out both the Upadhi of Ishwar. Ishwar Upadhi is Maya Upadhi. Take out the Upadhi of Jiva, which is Avidya Upadhi. So what will remain? Satchidananda is Ishwar. Satchidananda is. So proved, mathematically proved. In Chinmay Mission, you will find many people come. You will find worker also coming, chief executive officer also coming, doctor coming, engineer coming. If they all come with the upadhi, then running the show will be very difficult. If somebody says, I am CEO, I will sit here. Oh, you are worker. Oh, go behind. No. They all have to leave their upadhi. What is upadhi? Whatever we have studied is our upadhi. If we say we are bachelor of commerce or master of commerce or I am a lawyer or I am a doctor or I am engineer, these are all upadhis. So when you enter in the hall of Chinmay Mission, you leave your upadhi all there. You become, all become one devotee. There is no difference. We had one problem in India where all the mission members were from the army. So one is saying, I am captain. Another is saying, I am brigadier. I am colonel. The Guruji said, you have to leave all those upadhi outside. Here you are all one. Otherwise that army culture will come here. You will start dictating all the people. You won't chalega. So upadhi is to be rejected. So in the Ishwar and Jiva, it is not the bigger or smaller Chaitanya is there. Don't ever think that Jiva has got a smaller Chaitanya and Lord Krishna has a bigger Chaitanya. No. That Chaitanya is one and same. Quality of that Chaitanya, same Satchidananda. No difference. There is no degree there. Okay. So we have to give up the upadhi to see oneness. Is it clear? It should be 100% clear. When we say tattamasi, we have to take jahat, ajahat, lakshan. We have to take bhag, tyag, lakshan. We have to make two bhag. What is the bhag? The consciousness is one part. And what is to be tyag? Upadhi is to be renounced. What is the upadhi of Ishwar? Avidya upadishan. Ah, you are attentive. Maya upadhi of Ishwar is to be discarded, and avidya upadhi of jeev is to be discarded to arrive at that both are Satchidananda. Then only you can say tat tvam asi. With upadhi, it will never happen. With upadhi, it will never happen. Next.
Sadev datto yamiti hachaikata virudha dharma samapasya kathyate virudha dharmam samapasya kathyate yatha tatha tvamasiti vakye yatha tatha tvamasiti vakye virudha dharmanu bhayatra hitva viruddha dharmanu
ayatrahitva
sanglaksha chinmatra taya sadatmanoho sanglaksha chinmatra taya sadatmanoho akhanda bhava parichiyate budhai akhanda bhava parichiyate budhai evam mahavakya shatena kathyate Evam Mahavakya Shatena Brahmatmano Raikyam Akhanda Bhavah Brahmatmano Raikya Akhanda Bhavah Sadeva Datto Yamiti Hachaikata Virudha Dharmam Samapasya Kathyate Yatha Tatha Tattvamasiti Vakye Virudha dharmanu bhayatra hitva Sanglaksha chinmatra taya sadatmanoho Akhanda bhava parichiyate budhaihi Evam mahavakya shatena kathyate Brahmatmano raikyam akhanda bhavah
Sanlaksha chinmatrataya sadatmanoho akhanda bhavah parichiyate budhai. No, first we have to come to Sahadevadatta. Sahadevadatta ayam itiya cha ekata. Sah, we have already seen. Sah, ayam devadatta. Sah, devadatta ayam. Sah, devadatta, which was 25 years ago, met in India. Ayam. Now I am meeting here in Chicago. I am Devdatta. Iti ahacha ekta. We have seen the identity. How did we arrive at the identity? We discarded his size, his age, his appearance, his meeting place, and then we came to that Devdatta who was there 25 years ago. Is the same Devdatta. We arrived at Viruddha dharmasam apasya kathyate. Apasya means eliminating. Eliminating what? Viruddha dharmasya. The portions which are contradictory. When I met him in Calcutta or in India, Devdatta, he was only 50 pounds. Now, when I am meeting here, he is 250 pounds. Viruddha dharma. At that time, he was studying in school. Now, he has become chief executive officer. Viruddha dharma. Viruddha dharmasam, the portion of qualities which is contradictory, we eliminate. Then we express, no, that Devdatta is this Devdatta. as we have done in the case of Devadatta, yatha. Yatha, as we have done in the case of Devadatta, we discarded something to prove that the Devadatta 25 years ago is the same Devadatta now. Tatha, same way. So have you understood Devadatta's case completely? Same way. Tatha, tattvamasiti vakye viruddha dharman ubhayatra hitva. Hitva means giving up. Giving up. Viruddha dharma. In the tat and tvam, there is viruddha dharma. You have to find out what is viruddha dharma. So, viruddha dharma, when you analyze tat and tvam, which I discussed earlier, what is tat? Tat is Ishwar. Ishwar is Satchidananda plus maya. Maya upadhi. Maya upadhi is karan upadhi. And jiva is Satchidananda plus avidya upadhi. Avidya upadhi is karya upadhi. So one has got a upadhi which is the cause. Another has got a upadhi which is an effect. Viruddha dharma. So we have to take out, eliminate the viruddha dharma to arrive at Satchidananda. Ubhayatra hitva. Then sanlaksha chin matra taya sadatmana akhanda bhava parichiyate budhai. Budhai means the wise person. One who can analyze this way is a wise person. So we analyze today, we are all budhai, we are all wise person. We are able to analyze tat and tvam. Sanlaksha noting chin matra taya. I am seeing only the chin matra, the consciousness, the Satchidananda part in Ishwar, and I am seeing the Satchidananda part in Jiva. Chin matra taya sadatmano, sad plus atmana. Sad represents Ishwar, atmana represents Jiva. Sadatmana word you have to break. Sat represents Ishwar, atman represents Jiva. Akhanda bhava, the identity we have to find out. Parichiyate is recognized. How it is recognized? By eliminating, by discarding the viruddha dharma. Viruddha dharma we have to remove. Contradictory attributes we have to remove. Evam mahavakya satena katyate brahmatmana ekyam akhanda bhava. Evam Mahavakya Saten. There are many hundreds of Mahavakya. Hundreds of Mahavakya. All Mahavakya tell one thing. Jeev Ishwar Ekya. Jeev is Ishwar, Jeev is Ishwar, Jeev is Ishwar. Ekya. How Ekya? Not with Upadhi. Ekya is without Upadhi. In Kathopanishad you will find etad vaitat. Many times this has come. Etad vaitat. This is that. In Kaivalya Upanishad we will be studying next month. There it is says, tat tvam eva. Tat tvam eva. Eva means alone. Tat means that Ishwar. Tam means you jiva. Eva alone. So how you will find out tat and tan? Again you have to analyze, discard the upadhi which has got a viruddha dharma and come to the common part, that is chit part. In Gita you will find chetragya chapi mam vidhi in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. Chetragya, the knower in us. Chapi mam vidhi, I am that. Same thing. So what is Mahavakya? Mahavakya is that sentence which reveals the oneness of Jeev and Ishwar. All Mahavaks say only one thing, Jeev and Ishwar. Mahavakya does not mean it will be a 30 meter long Vakya. No. Mahavakya is short. It only tells one thing, Jeev Ishwar Ekya. Therefore it is called Mahavakya. Very good. So what is the truth of Jiva and Ishwar? Both are superimposed on Brahman. Who is Brahman? Satchidananda. ऑन सच्चिदानंद विथ माया उपाधि ईश्वर, इट इज सुपर इम्पोजिशन, एंड ऑन द सेम ब्रह्मन विद द कार्य उपाधि अविद्या उपाधि इज द जीव, बोथ आर सुपर इम्पोज ऑन सच्चिदानंद. हाउ दे आर सुपर इम्पोज, इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो देन यू हैव टू कम ऑन अगस्त 9, 10, and 11, एंड आवर अर्चना जी कैन क्लियरली एक्सप्लेन, यू नो, सी हाउ इट इज सुपर इम्पोज. Then she will remove it. So, she will. So this time we are going to see Kaivalya Upanishad on PowerPoint. But when you are doing Vyavahar, in Vyavahar it will be with Upadhi. Jeev and Jeev, it will be different Upadhi. Vyavahar is always with Upadhi. It cannot be without Upadhi. So Tattvamasi, you will not go out and say, now we will embrace you because Tat and Tvam, we are one only, one Brahman. No! Two bodies are embracing, that is not allowed. Two Upadhis are embracing, no! How Satchidanand can embrace another Satchidanand? It is only one! So we have to understand in Vyavahar, the Vyavahar will be according to the rules and regulation of the society, always. Vyavahar will be always. Or when you should go to zoo and see a tiger, you and me are one and same. Come, we will sleep together. Next morning you will not be there. No. With Upadhi, Jeev is different, Ishwar is different. With Upadhi, there is a difference between Jeev, Jeev. Each Jeev has got a different Upadhi. Different Upadhi. Okay. 250. Oh, let me read something from Gurudev. He writes very beautifully. When we say man is God, we do not mean that the size of man is the size of God, or that the shape of man is the shape of God, or that the imperfection of man are the imperfections of God. We only mean that in man there is a godly essence. Man is subject to birth, God is unborn. Man is limited, God is unlimited. Man is perishable being, God is imperishable. Man is mortal, God is immortal. Remove all these qualities, then what remains is pure consciousness. Wise men, having understood the one essence both in man and God, say that the essential core in God is the essential core in man. There is no difference there. Thus, hundreds of the great declarations indicate and glorify the great oneness of Brahman and Atman. What is the difference between Brahman and Atman? Brahman conditioned by Upadhi is? What is the definition of Jiva? Avidya Upadhi San Atma. The word Atma is come there. But in the case of Ishwar, the word Atma was not used by Shankaracharya. You have to be very careful in studying the scripture. So, Brahman, when conditioned by Upadhi, is called Atman. Atman unconditioned by Upadhi is the same Brahman, Satchidanand. The Satchidanand in me, Satchidanand in Ishwar, and Satchidanand Nirgun Nirakar Brahman is one and same. When I look out through the body, I become conscious of objects. When I transcend the body, the world of object is eliminated. When I transcend the mind, the emotions are eliminated. When I go beyond the intellect, the thought disturbances are also eliminated. What remains in me that time is only consciousness. So when we go beyond our body, mind and intellect, we reach there. What is the address? Address of consciousness is in the mind. So what is the process of meditation? We draw our attention from outside, we bring it to gross body. From gross body, we come to subtle body. From subtle body, we come to our mind. Then we see the procession of thoughts. Then Upasetsa say that thoughts are, I've got two parts, idam vritti and aham vritti. Discard first, idam vritti is which continuously changing. Aham vritti is comparatively constant to idam vritti because the knower ego is common in all vrittis. Then this also is a vritti, is also a thought. Try to find out who is illuminating that aham vritti. That illuminator is Shuddha Aham. Shuddha Aham. We all have got that Shuddha Aham. With that consciousness, when I look out without body, the mind and the intellect, I see in the world no objects, no emotions, no thoughts. With that consciousness, when after transcending your BMI, when you are in the fourth state of consciousness, from that platform, when you see outside, then there is no object, no emotions, and no thoughts. Why so? Because you have transcended all the instruments. You have transcended all the instruments. Therefore, these things are not perceivable. Mind is not there. Intellect is not there. You have transcended body. So, no object, no emotions, and no thoughts. Because they were all interpretations of my BMI only. When I am identified with the body, mind and intellect, then I am seeing object, emotions and thought. When I transcend BMI, there is no OET, no object, no emotions, no thought. Where the equipments are removed, what are the equipment? Body, mind and intellect are the equipment. When the equipments are removed, the object that I perceive through the equipments are also removed. When you are in the deep sleep, where are the objects? We have transcended body, mind and intellect at that time. No objects are there in deep sleep. Do you see any objects? If you are seeing an object, that either you are dreaming or you are still awake. In deep sleep, there are no objects. At that time, what I see is nothing but consciousness within and without, everywhere. In this sense, the scriptures say that the Atman, the Self in you, is Brahman. That Shuddha Aham in us is that Brahman, the reality behind the whole universe, the substratum of the whole universe is that Brahman. And that Brahman is I am that Brahman. 250.
Asthulamitte tadasannirasya Asthulamitte tadasannirasya Siddham swato vyoma vada pratarkyam Siddham swato vyoma vada pratarkyam Ato mrisha matravidam pratitam Ato mrisha matravidam pratitam Jahi yat swatmataya grihitam Jahi yat swatmataya grihitam I think here it is written swatmaya. There should be taya. Jahi yat swatmataya grihitam.
Yes, it will be taya. Ma will be ta.
Brahmahamitteva vishuddha buddhya विद्धि स्वमात्मानमखंड बोधम अस्थूलमित्येतदि सन्निरस्य सिद्धं स्वतो व्योमवद प्रतर्क्यम् अतो मिषामात्रमिदं प्रतीतं जहीहि यत्स्वात्मतया गृहीतं ब्रह्माहमित्ते विशुद्धबुद्ध्या विद्धि स्वमात्मानमखण्डबोधम्.
Before sitting in to meditation, some few meditation verses will be coming now, within 2-3 verses after the meditation, beautiful verses, Jati Niti Kul Gotra Durga, very beautiful verse coming. So what should be our attitude in meditation is now being explained here. So first sitting into meditation, you have to know the tattva. Many times I have said, if you go into meditation without knowing Atman and Brahman, you will be able to transcend your mind, but you will not be able to destroy your jivatva. Ego will not go away. You will come back after samadhi also, but you will still remain jiva. Like every night, deep sleep, before going into deep sleep, whatever we are, doctor, engineer, when we get up, we still remain same. Same way in meditation, without the knowledge of Brahman, if you go into meditation, you will come back as a jiva only. But after knowledge, you will go as a jiva, come back as a Brahman. Therefore, the knowledge of the self is very, very important. So, first you know the tattva. Asthulam. See, in some part of North India, if you go there, they will talk like this. Apne snan kiya? What is snan? They will say, asnan kiya apne? What is snan? Asnan kiya? Or in North India, in the state, instead of school, school gaya.
Sakul.
Sakul gaya.
Sakul.
They will. So, asthul iti etat asat nirasya. Asthul, sthul means gross. Asthul means which is not gross. Which is not gross, it can mean subtle also, and it can mean that Atman also, which is most subtlest. So here, asthul iti etat asat nirasya. This asthul, asthul means the which is not sthul, and that means subtle. We have got gross element and subtle elements. So gross and subtle iti etat, this, whatever you are seeing as this, Atman cannot be presented like this. You will never be able to do it like this. Hey, mera Atman dekhlo. Saap hai. Never happen. Etat. Asthulam iti etat asat, false. Nirasya, discard it. Nirasya, discard it. Siddham swatah vyomavat apratarkam. Siddham swatah, it is self-evident. Self-evident. You don't need any instrument to see that. It is self-effulgent. It is self-existing. So you don't need any instrument. After you transcend your BMI, still you will find there total awareness. There is no darkness. People go into meditation and sit, humko darkness nazar aaya, andhera tha. Everything was dark. Or somebody will say, I smell chandan. I heard the sound, the Nupur sound, sound of the anklets of Bhagwan. You you are trying to grasp Bhagavan by your Jnanendriya. That will never happen. Siddham Swata Vyomavat Apratakritam. Vyomavat like space. Space is unattached, never affected. Never affected by it. Vyomavat. We will also prove in Kaivalya Upanishad that Brahman, the substratum, is never affected by any superimposition. You can go and check. We'll bring Brahman here. You can go and check. Apratarkam. Atah mrisha matram idam pratitam. So whatever is you are seeing now, it is all mrisha, false. And we are giving much importance to this false thing. Shankaracharya says mrisha, all false. Whatever you are seeing, it is just an appearance. Jahihi give up, negate. Yatah swatmataya grihitam, which you are taking as swatma, this is mine. Swatmataya, this body is mine. This BMI, swatmataya, my car, my house, my children. Wo to khair bahar ki baat hai, my body. You can leave your house, you can leave your car, sometimes also you may be able to develop vairagya from your children, relatives and also, but to develop vairagya from own body is very difficult. Here Shankaracharya saying, jahi yat swatmatya, as your own self, gritam, we have all have accepted BMI as Atman. This is our understanding. Deho hum vise. He says, jahi, negate. This is illusory. What you are accepting deha as atma is mrisha, it is false. So what we have to do? Upeccha nama rupe dve sachidananda samadhim sarvada kuryat hridaye va apavabahi sachidanand tatparah. Upeccha nama rupe. What is this whole word? One word for the jagat is nama rupe, that's all. Naam, whole world has got a roop and we have given a name. That's all. Naam, upeccha naam roop. Dridhisivya. Upeccha naam. Then what is left? Before that it is said, asti bhati priya. In each and everything of the world, whether it is sentient or inert, there are five things. Asti bhati priya, that is nothing but sat chit ananda, and nama rupa. If you want to reach sat chit ananda, then Dridhisivik says upeccha nama rupa. Out of five things, you take out two things, you will reach there. Upeccha nama upeccha nama rupe dve sat chit ananda tatparah samadhim sarvada kuryat hridayeva athava bahi. Can do samadhi outside, inside. Inside also, naam roop ko hatao. What is naam roop? This body is a naam roop. Hata do. Bahi, the whole world is also naam roop. Discard the naam roop of the whole world. You will find substratum. We will prove in Kaivalya Upanishad discussion. We will negate naam roop and come to Brahman. You want to see Brahman? Brahma aham iti eva. Brahma aham iti eva. Who am I? Eva, alone. I am Brahman alone. Iti eva. How will I come to know? Visuddha buddhaya. By purified intellect. Otherwise it will not happen. It will not happen. If the mind is impurified, what is impurity? This is impurity. This will throw you out always. This will take you to the world. those who are not attending class today because of their vasana, they are all in OET today.
True.
They are
100% true.
They are all in OET.
But if somebody is sick, otherwise.
OET. So this is impurity. This is not allowing us. And what is this Maya? Actually, Maya acts. Whenever you come very close to that Atman, the Maya will come. Hurry. My identity is being gone. Roko isko, roko. Divert. Chalo, divert. Chalo, OET chalo. There is a party. Very important. All these people, they always came in my party, so I have to go. Chalo. Vivek Chudamani ko jane do. Koi nahi. इस जन्म में नहीं तो अगले जन्म में होगा ब्रह्ममति एव विशुद्ध बुद्ध्या विद्धि यू नो यू विल कम टू नो ओनली बाय विशुद्ध बुद्धि विशुद्ध बुद्धि व्हेन योर प्योरिटी हैज कम व्हाट इज दिस इंप्योरिटी काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मद मत्सर इज द इंप्योरिटी एंड द लीडर इज काम व्हाई दिस काम इज कमिंग बिकॉज ऑफ अज्ञान व्हाट इज अज्ञान आई डू नॉट नो माय ट्रू नेचर व्हाट इज माय ट्रू नेचर आई एम कंप्लीट आई एम पूर्ण I am Satchidananda. Satchidananda does not require anything from the world. But I consider myself a Purna. Therefore, I want to make myself Purna. This is what we all are doing. We want to become Purna. How can we are trying to become Purna? By accumulating from OED. From the world. And the whole world is mrisha. It is changing and perishable. Will you ever be complete by accumulating from the world? How you will become complete? By knowing the truth. How you will know truth? By Shravan. Where will it happen? In OET. It will never happen there. Any university? Children, this time they learn that title song of our Shankaracharya, written by Swami Sivatma. No.
Somebody in.
Not that.
Theme song. Theme song is written by somebody from Washington.
No, I'm talking about that one. 20 values, it is.
Shivananda.
I was confusing with Sivatna. Shivananda Swamiji said there are two types of university. One university where you get your degree of engineering, medicine and all that. But you will never get this Atma Gyan there. No university gives this Atma Gyan. Then there is another forest university. Forest university you will get there. And I asked my children of class 3, 4, where is this forest university? They said, Chinmay Mission.
They all learn that Chinmay Mission is that forest.
I was surprised. They all said Chinmay Mission is forest university. Then I did not tell those children that what is mukti, what is liberation. I did ask them, you want permanent sukh or temporary sukh? These children, all of them said permanent sukh. And they were very clear where they will get permanent sukh. From the university outside, they will get sukh, but that sukh will be temporary. If you want permanent sukh, where do you have to go? Forest University. Where is the Forest University? It's the Chinmay Mission. So you have to come. Now, those children said, we will come. Now, parents don't have to force. Otherwise, parents have to force them to come to the Forest University. ब्रह्म इति एव विशुद्ध बुद्ध्या विद्धि स्वयं आत्मानं योर आत्मानं दैट ब्रह्म इज माय ओन आत्मा अखंड बोधम विच इज नॉलेज ऑफ एब्सोल्यूट नॉलेज विच इज नॉलेज एब्सोल्यूट आई एम दैट तो आप भी ब्रह्म हो हम भी ब्रह्म है सर्व ब्रह्म है चेयर भी ब्रह्म है From 254 onward are the meditative verses. We have to do four verses. Om Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari
Om. Next week no class. I'm going to Pittsburgh for Mahasamadhi camp. And after that also?
11th also.
Kaivalya Upanishad. Creation, creator and beyond. What is this creation? Who is this creator? And beyond. Beyond means Brahman. How to attain that Brahman? So based on Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and other Prakran Grantha will be also there. And Kaivalya Upanishad. Everything will be on slide. Power. Help by Jyoti ji, Archana ji, and now Kartik Ram ji will help me. Archana ji, all Sanskrit part, lot of Sanskrit is there. Now I am requested Kartik Ram ji to do the proofreading and everything. Whenever we are done, you send him. He will do it there.
Jyoti ji is going to, once I finish him for
that.
You have got yesterday. The Kaivalya Upanishad of CCMT, na? CCMT Kaivalya Upanishad. Okay.
Day before yesterday, Jyoti ji and Archana ji, they both of them came at 9 o'clock in the morning and they worked up to 5 o'clock evening, continuously. Only half an hour break in